I did so. I organized. I formed the teams. I did a meeting. But all
the Japanese, they looked at me.
I had a translator standing beside me. He gave all the words.
But nobody moved. Nothing.
It seemed, yeah, boy, what is wrong?
I looked at the Japanese leaders.
They were a little smiling and looking at me.
Yeah, can you at least help me and tell me what's wrong?
They were looking at me. Well, just continue.
I said, no, because something is wrong. Then there was the Mr. Yokoi.
No, Mr. Yokoi from Japan.
He came to me and said, you know, if you like, I will speak now to the Japanese members. And you got a translation into English. And I will show you how I do. Afterwards, you can do what you want. I just show you how I do. Okay, wonderful. I always want to learn. I sit down, I want to see. And then I saw how members and leaders in Japan form, first of all, a so deep artistic unity. This element was unknown to the Western world, no? Was unknown. And I was studying this. And then, afterwards, I tried myself, and with the help of the Japanese leaders, it started to work. But all the time in Japan, I felt, somehow, Japanese members looking always at me. I mean, I try my best, but something is missing. And I asked many people, what's missing? I feel something is not there. If you want to really have success, something is not there. And I remember, there was one day, I received very clear, you must just open your entire heart. Then, also the entire heart of the Japanese members will connect. And this is what I did one evening. And what shall I tell you? We had also such kind of testimony evening, but very long. From this very evening, I learned one thing. The artistic connection between all of us is such a key. And from this very evening, our campaign were running so wonderful, so smoothly. Actually, I thought, what did I do? Nothing special, just I opened my entire heart. So then, the campaigning went, and then also there was the 1800 blessing. And this was a big test for me. You know, 1800 blessing took place in Korea, and most of the leaders went over to Korea. And I was so hesitating, because right away after the blessing, Father intended to speak in the Budokan Hall. And I thought, boy, if I go, and if the Budokan Hall doesn't work, I think never in my life God will pardon me. So, there was one day before the blessing, Mrs. Che called me on a telephone, why are you not coming? I said, Mrs. Che, I just cannot. I'm sure you can. Father is waiting already. I said, why don't you ask Father again? Can I not decide? Then Father said finally, okay, you decide. So I stayed in Tokyo, and I really felt it was so important. Even so close, I could not participate in the blessing. So then short afterwards, we had this powerful speech of Father in Budokan Hall. And it was my first time to see Father without translator, because Father spoke in Japanese. The entire hall full, such an audience I never saw in the Western world, so focused on Father. Actually, this entire time in Japan was such an outstanding preparation in going to Korea. So, now the time comes. The team got ready, and I got ready for Korea. We set a day to Colonel Park went many times over to Korea to prepare.
The day was ready. In Shimonoseki, we took the ship.
And I spoke with Colonel Park, and I said, Colonel Park,
do you think Father will be there?
No, no, no. He's so busy in Seoul.
Okay, let's go.
So then we took the ship to Busan, and all the members very, very excited. As you know, in Korea we have the curfew. Curfew means between 12 and 4 nobody can go out on the street. So our ship arrived at Busan port about 2 o'clock in the morning, and we could see the Korean coast very little. But the ship had to go before anchor, no? Had anchor short before Busan because could not land. Had to wait until the morning. So all the members were reading principle, praying. I went through all the ship. They're all there sitting there, writing diaries,
writing memories, really excited. First time our homeland. So about 6 o'clock, I hear the machine runs again. 6:30, the ship starts moving towards the Busan.
And high on deck, we are standing. And we look down, and who was there? Father and mother. And some leaders very close to Father, standing there, also Mr. Kim. And Father was so happy, waving, and so deeply moved. Much later, I understood this was the same pier where Father worked so hard many years before. So it was the same place where the ship lands. But this I learned much later. So we were very happy to come out, the Busan family waving and welcoming us. And then, to me, something happened. Father asked me then to give a prayer. I was not at all ready for this. I was so busy with all kinds of things. I was so shocked. But really, through this prayer, connection became so strong with Korea. And in putting the first steps on the Korean soil, a new world started. We all thought, this can be only Korea. Spiritually so embracing and so high. So the landing in the Busan city, I think for all the members, was such a touching moment in their life. Huh? You remember?
Yeah.
You were there and you were there also, no?
No,
you're the only one, no?
Yeah.
So then, we understood immediately, without Japanese preparation, we would have collapsed in Korea. And then, we had only 4 or 5 days' time to make
the tour, as I meant to prepare to invite the people for the speaking tour. So, you know, we were used to halls in Japan, 1,500, 2,000, 3,000,
if it was really good. In Korea, the halls,
25, 30, 40,000.
I said, how on earth you give us 4 days' time? In America, I had 3 weeks to fill a hall with 400 or 500. You give me 4 days' time to fill a hall with 30 or 35. Then Colonel Park said, if you can manage the second city, this is the city of Daegu, this is the most Christian city, all others will run fantastically. You know, after 4 days witnessing, the entire hall was full, and outside again 20 or 25,000. So we had to perform outside again during the film was running inside.
Incredible.
In Busan, We had to make a chain with members to hold, not that the people pushed the doors in. I couldn't believe anymore anything. Can you imagine thousands of people pushing in the doors, listening to Father? Because always Father spoke, and then on the third day, Colonel Park spoke. So we went through 9 cities of Korea. 9 cities. And every one of us had most deepest experience. It's the Korean family, Korean people. It is indescribable, our home country. So beautiful, so loving, and so serving. Not only the family members, just every person. And we went exactly the same 9 cities as Father went in his personal Day of Hope tour many years ago. Exactly the same 9 cities. And I met, perhaps you know, we call him always the small Mr. Che, Tiger Che, which is now in Japan. He told me once, he said, "Do you know what you're doing? I went with Father many years ago, same city. I painted myself the posters. Each city we put 40 posters on. I gave the Day of Hope Festival 3 times a day, each one 3 hours. The Father was always the first visitor sitting down just before me. When we had 15 people, this was much. And he said, "You know, I had to teach the Day of Hope Festival. Sometimes I got very tired. And when I got tired, I just had a look at the Father before me. He was crying and praying all the 3 hours, full of tears. This gave me the power to continue." So the small Mr. Che told me, he did the same thing. This is also the reason why on one city of Incheon, famous city of landing of MacArthur, Father had to go for some reason away from Korea. He, the Mr. Che, could do the festival. So, a very outstanding way was in Korea. And then we finished the 9 cities. And then, we came back to Korea in the training center, and I wanted so much that Father speaks to the members, so we invited Father. And very strange, Father met with some leaders next to the training center in a room, some Korean leaders, and the members all were gathering in the training center singing. And I was also invited to come there. I was the only Western. And because of working with the Colonel Park so many years, usually when we had meetings, he gave me in a few words the contents, what happened. I was sitting there, and all the Korean leaders, discussion goes on and goes on, and I said, "Colonel Park, what's going on?" "Psst," I said. "The members waiting, what shall I do?" "Colonel Park, what's going on? I must at least know." "Psst." "Okay, patient." So then, after a while, Father stands up and he tells all the leaders in Korean, "You do this, and you do this." Then, big festival. I said, "What means big festival?" "Big rally, 1 million. 1 million? Okay. My first reaction was, this doesn't concern our team. It's just a Korean rally. Okay, big rally. Good. And then, you organize 200 trains, and you do the music arrangement, and you do this. I hear this translation. Okay. It's a Korean rally. Wonderful. But when do we go back to Japan?" This was in my mind. Then in the end, Father looked at me and I said, "Father, can I just ask one question? What role will play now this team? I mean, actually we are supposed to go back.
Oh, he said, going back? This team will play the major role. I said, what is? Oh, very simple. Together with the Korean family, you do the rally.
I said, Father.
Yeah, rally. In how many days? Oh, we have not too much time. 18 days.
What, please?
In 18 days, over 1 million people in a country who don't speak the language.
I said, Father, that's really a thing on faith. And this has nothing to do anymore with any logic.
And Father smiled and said, yes, that's really a thing on faith. Then he went to the members.
Then he explained to the members.
And whenever in my life, in Divine Principle, I have learned something can be fulfilled on faith, I think this was the Yodorani.
The members really slept 2 hours in the night. We really pushed them as hard as we could. There were so many conditions made, and nobody knew what will happen.
The churches, the Christian churches, they were praying day and night against us,
that it doesn't work. We had such a spiritual battle to overcome, you have absolutely no idea. 40 members, leaders made special condition, most special, that this works. And then the day came. I look. Rain. Start impossible. On this day, rain. Then, same thing came back to me. Just have faith. And in the morning, we gathered all with our team, and said, just have faith. They looked at me.
Yes, that's just what we have to have.
We went to the Yodo Plaza. What shall I tell you? The rain comes down all over, except the big place where the meeting takes place.
All over Seoul, rain, except this place.
Didn't you see? That's very special. And then we had this powerful speech of Father, you know from the film. And really, all the members were so excited. You know, when we were in Japan, I asked many times our members, how much are you ready to give your life for the two parents? Already in Los Angeles, I asked, and there were only very few raised their hand very carefully. I said, you know, perhaps 10 or 15. This will surely change. In Japan, it had already changed. I mean, at least half were ready. But on the Yoido rally, on this campaign, I think there was not a single person anymore who would have doubted 1 second not to give his life. So this Yoido rally, knowing the urgency, knowing how the One Pilgrim prepared everything to come down on the 60th anniversary, knowing that everything depends on us, knowing all these things, really brought us so determined to the two parents. So, then I asked Father 1 day or 2 days before the rally, I said, Father, you know, I have one request. In case if this works, and in case if we really have success. He said, sure, we have success. Okay, in case we have success, then I have one request. Can this entire team have 1 day off and do what they want? To experience now the soul and the family as they like. Oh yes, he said, sure, can do. Then Tari went on and had success. Next morning, said to the members, today, no schedule. Also, I told you, you do what you want today. And next morning, I asked you, what did you do? And you said something very unusual. I went some streets along, and there was some mother sitting with her child. And he couldn't speak English. Transmitted, but not speak Korean. but he felt this must be family members.
She invited her.
There was no phone this way. There was no television. There was nothing.
They sat together
all day. A Korean lady and her child spoke in Korean about fasting.
The American sister spoke about it in English, about fasting.
They had the deepest connection ever. The evening came, the husband, they spoke in two different languages. I had the most deepest meeting. And yet,
Korean family, and this I heard from many times, leave their most precious things, most precious pictures, as it came along. So a departure has been under tears.
So I am sure
the sister will never forget this day. This was the 3 days. Many deep experiences people have fallen.
So afterwards, we returned then to Japan. Unfortunately, we had a terrible accident
which has cost several lives.
Fortunately, no members, just without shortly.
I think 5 or 6 lives cost.
Yeah,
was the last payment. So then we went back to Japan, and really, with this Korea experience and Japan experience from before, the team became very powerful. When we left Korea, I think there was not one who was not in tears. You remember? Then the time came, after a while, we went again over Japan, that the members had to go home. I had to send the Europeans back to Europe, and then another time the Americans to America. At the airport in Tokyo, same situation happened. Departure, full in tears. I had 2 members, 2 sisters. They couldn't find their passport. American sisters. In Tokyo of the airport. They were praying on the airport desperately that this passport never could be found. Because they wouldn't leave the Orient. So, also with me something happened. In the middle of the campaign, Japanese family gave me a little apartment in Tokyo. I was in my apartment. A telephone call. Again, Colonel Park on the telephone. And Colonel Park worked so long with me, he has a certain language with me. It's very personal. If he has something important, he starts always this way. Oh, Rainer, how are you? Oh, very well. Sure. You know, he is also everything very well. Then there's a silence. I said, so, Colonel Park, how are your parents? Oh, they're fine. Then I feel... Now I better sit down. Father is just standing beside me.
Oh,
now we have to be. Now it's coming. That's coming. Yes, and Father feels.
Said Colonel Park. What he feels?
He feels. You should better come back to America.
I said, Colonel Park. That's really something. Must I really come back in this America after this? Wonderful Japan and wonderful Korea.
Yes, he feels so.
Okay, he feels so.
I said, you know, my heart. But, I mean, this means not tomorrow, no? No, he said, this means day after tomorrow. He said, Colonel Park, leave me at least a little bit longer in this Japan. I just cannot. This is cruel. We cannot do this. So then, finally, Father agreed, I think 1 week or 10 days later, I returned into the New York. And when I came to New York, I was so many times in New York, and like 10,000 cold showers came down. I remember Mr. Sudo, rock bottom of hell. Yes.
Ken Sudo, you're right.
Rock bottom of hell. Anyway, I go. No problem. So then, to make a long story short, in New York,
He came to Yankee Stadium. He came to New York Hotel. And then came the Washington Monument. And, you know, all campaigns I could help. And during the preparation of Washington Monument, Father put me in charge of the New York Hotel restoration. This was very exciting, very big. But every day, every morning I woke up, now comes the biggest holly, and Father forgot me. I don't know. Anyway, I do my job in the New York Hotel. Every morning, same. One day more, Washington Monument approaches. Father must have forgotten me. Nothing happened. 42 days before the Washington Monument, midnight, 1:30 or 1 o'clock, telephone call. It was the Colonel Hahn on the telephone. He said, you know, actually, you will hear it tomorrow morning, but I think it's okay, you know. I always like to inform you a little before. He just talked with Father. Oh, I said, it's nice, and what's coming up? Father wants it tomorrow morning. Yes? Tomorrow morning, but yeah, you go to Philadelphia. You know Philadelphia so well, no? You have done 2 campaigns already. You go to Philadelphia, and then how about the Washington campaign? I was jumping up to the ceiling. Finally, Father did not forget me. I was so happy. I cannot tell you. I just jumped in the car in the middle of the night, went to Philadelphia. Because I was so happy that Father really gave me the chance, also in the last campaign, to be there. But you, can you understand me? Because so many campaigns, and then the most important. So then came the Washington Monument. And we had very, very important things, experience in the Washington Monument. I will not tell you now. It takes too long. Then I worked a little longer in America, in California again, back to Los Angeles, then back to New York, then helping establishing the distribution with newspaper in part of New York. And then came one science conference in San Francisco. And Father was someplace in America. And I was so involved in the witnessing in New York, I called Father in this place. I forgot which city it was. I said, Father, you know, must I really go to the San Francisco Science Conference? Because I don't know any scientists anymore. My help cannot be of great. And I'm just here determined to bring the victory. Father said, you better come. I said, really? You really mean this? Yes, sure. You better come. Okay. I'm going to San Francisco, science conference. And then in San Francisco, in the science conference, we had a meeting with Father and spoke about many things. And then, shortly before the end of the meeting, Mr. Ohm was there, then Father said, oh, you know, I think in 2 days, you better go to Germany. You must become responsible in Germany. It was so shocking and so surprising because 12 years I have been away from Germany. 12 years. So, 2 days later, I was on the airplane going back to Germany. And then, when I started my work in Germany, all the leaders came, and I must tell you, my most difficult problem has been I couldn't speak any more German. And all the leaders, they are laughing at me because every third word has been English with a French accent. I heard them, they ask, what means restoration? What means indemnity? What does he really mean with all this word, you know? So I looked at them, they looked at me. So anyway, we started our work in Germany. Now, the rest you know. Concluding, I want to tell you, really, God, all over this experience, and there are thousands more, became such a reality to me. Before I came to you, I studied Mr. Sudo in preparing something else, and Mr. Sudo gave in one lecture one word. We all have to see. Said not, we believe only in principle, or we follow the principle because the principle is true. The principle must become our life and our own life. And I think if we can fulfill this, if we are not only a member and believing that's the truth and believing we have to bring this truth to all the world, if we are ourselves the truth, and if really the Heavenly Father comes to ourselves, if this we can fulfill, I think then we make true parents so happy, because they expect us. And this is the time now when we have to become much deeper connected with true parents. And I see this now in the Home Church dispensation. It's not more enough to know exactly the principle, or to know the true parents, or to be able to teach. That's only a part. We have to bring the true parents' heart into the homes. And we have to incorporate in us the true parents' heart. If we cannot do this, we have big trouble. And I see this with our members. This is what I'm trying now, to really make them such kind of person that they can bring the true parents' heart in their homes. So this have been some words, and 5 minutes more. Yeah, I want to read to you one thing which came this afternoon on my desk, and I was so inspired to give this testimony to you. London North team experienced lots of spiritual guidance. The last one is here. Because in your prayer on the coming Sunday, perhaps 1 minute I can ask from your time to pray for this project. This is a report of a church. The last Sunday, that's a member who writes this, I was on the way to visit one Baptist church. When I was on my way from my center, I heard some singing from a Pentecostal church, and I looked through the church door and saw how I was invited, and I don't know how, but I was there. I was listening and praying, and a testimony of Sister Paul fascinated me so much. So later I visited the church prayer meeting and got the address of Sister Paul so that I could get more information about the dreams she had. She was very happy to invite me in a very friendly lady. She does not know that I am from One World Crusade, but I introduced as a person who is trying to work for God. In her revelations, about 3 of them gave very deep meaning to her as I wrote it down. She was praying under a dry tree with her church congregation. Someone came to that place and shouted that the rapture will take place. No one in the congregation listened to that call, so she shouted what, and then a man shouted again that the rapture is happening. So she shouted to everyone in that place and called everyone, saying that rapture is happening, but not a single person prepared to follow her to the place of rapture. So she started running towards the place of rapture. On the way, she met 2 girls, invited them for the rapture, but they did not want to follow her. So she started to run again towards the place of rapture. And she had to go under a bridge, and it was very dark.
and many people were trapped there. But she ran through the dark place and started to run through a field. Then she met a minister of her earlier church.